On July 13th, 1995, a reporter for the Chicago Tribune published an article basically telling residents to stop their whining. So what if it's 97 degrees outside? It's the summer. What do you expect? The problem is that article was remarkably ill-timed because by the second day in Chicago, it had become clear that this was not just a normal summer. This heat was unforgiving.
Another 100-degree day, but City Hall plays it cool. The mayor counsels common sense and tells all of Chicago what is becoming all too obvious.
It's hot. It's hot out there. We all walk out there. It's very, very, very hot.
It's hot. It's hot out there. We all walk out there. It's very, very, very hot. That was the mayor of Chicago at the time, Mayor Richard Daley. And no, he did not exaggerate the varies there because it was really that hot in Chicago. Almost immediately overnight, the city of Chicago callously broke normal temperature records and had crossed over into the extremes. This was an event like no other, absolutely transcendent in history. What ended up happening from this heat wave was just completely devastating. Hundreds of people died, and many are still impacted, essentially still to this day, from that heat wave back in 95. It is essentially pierced into the mind of Chicago residents. Tonight, we're going to tell that story. I'm Jeremiah Patterson, and this is a TJPS special report, The Summer of Superlatives. July 13th really did begin like a normal day. Yes, it was hot outside, but people were cracking jokes, riding their bikes, having fun, and kids enjoying their newfound summer freedom. And things were quite swell. When there were complaints about the weather, people were told to just crank up their air conditioning, or enjoy some ice cream or even a can of beer. The thing is, though, those jokes didn't last for long. Things got hot, and very, very fast. There was already scorching weather bearing down on people in the day, but by night it was even worse. There was no break. People were illegally opening fire hydrants, about 3,000 of them, which led to a record of water use in the city, according to the Tribune. Swimming pools were packed, some rested in cool basements, and others attended baseball games with wet towels on their hands. But then a change. People started dropping, and fast.
Two of Chicago's heat emergency turns deadly. Hello, I'm Zita Kwan.
And good afternoon, I'm Derek Blakely, sitting in today for Mark Sapelsa. It is the most extreme level of Chicago's heat alert system. When the heat and humidity combine for a heat index of 105, a heat emergency is declared. Today at Midway Airport, it reached 110. And for at least two people, the result was fatal. We have team coverage this evening, beginning with Channel 5's Dana Fowle, standing by live now at Chicago's Heat Command Center. Dana?
Well, Derek, the Heat Command Center is where heat-related fatalities are being logged. As you said, the medical examiner's office have confirmed two of those deaths. Now, we were able to talk with the family of Donald Stachow, who died yesterday. His family tells us he was only in the heat about a half hour when he collapsed.
You know, I was a little nervous, but he says, I worry too much. So
Pauline Stachow knew this weather could be too much for her 69-year-old husband, Donald. But he argued the short trip to the mall in an air-conditioned car would be safe. 4 hours later, a neighbor found Donald in the yard overcome by heat. He died with a body temperature of 108 degrees.
He was anxious to get out and drive the car. In fact, the car has such good air conditioning that that's about the only place he could really cool off good.
During the summer's first killer heat wave, the Stachows were vacationing in Wisconsin.
It was hot there, but it wasn't as bad as the city.
Donald's favorite chair now sits empty, but he remains alive through his service in World War II. Donald also survived a stroke 10 years ago. He had left side paralysis, but his wife said he was feeling just fine.
In reflecting on my dad's death, we really don't have that much choice in, you know, where or how we're born or even where or how we die. I think the only choices for us are how we live.
Donald Stachow is survived by his wife, Pauline, and their three sons.
Just go on trying to do the best I can and, you know, make the best of it.
There's been another heat-related death in Melrose Park, that of 37-year-old Vincent Garcia. He was found earlier this week dead in a van. Now, the medical examiner's office suspects three more deaths may be heat-related. We'll know tomorrow. Reporting live from the command center, Dana Fowle, Channel 5 News.
The situation got so dire that refrigerated semi-trailers were set up at the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office just to accommodate for the hundreds of bodies that were being brought in. This was from a New York Times article back in 95, quote, "They came like a parade of death. Police truck after police truck delivering the bodies to the Cook County morgue until finally there was no more room for the dead. Wicked heat is being blamed for hundreds of deaths across the eastern half of the country and perhaps 300 deaths in Chicago alone. Quote, I've never seen anything like this in my life. We're overwhelmed, said Dr. Edmund Donahue.
117 fatalities. This is the highest number, single day caseload in the history of the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. As of 12 noon, 28 of these cases were identified as heat-related fatalities. This brings the total heat-related fatalities to 144 cases.
We had an extraordinary number of deaths from the field when the ambulances call us for medical control, and pronounced many patients dead in the driveway over these few days.
To say that the situation was out of control was pretty much a vast understatement. It was just a war zone, with 300 bodies waiting in funeral homes to be examined for the cause of death and more bodies on the way. One worker said he didn't even want to go back into the morgue at the sight of all of the bodies. The facility was flooded. Across the city, anger mounted as power outages and the death of thousands of farm animals occurred. About 41,000 residents on the north side of Chicago lost power for the weekend. It became so unbearable that many left to go stay with their relatives and friends. And if you didn't have air conditioning and you just had a fan that was barely cutting it, 911 calls were pouring in, with 16,727 on the first day of the heat wave alone. Mark Chichen, an emergency room doctor at the Chicago Osteopathic Hospital, said that the waiting room and departments were packed. One woman was described as being so far into her asthma attack that she couldn't be resuscitated. Paramedics and police officers and just everyone was really, really busy. It was so hot that the hospitals didn't even have air conditioning and people were having heat strokes while they were in the hospital. In the operating rooms for surgery, it's recalled as being unbelievably hot and more rotations of staff than normal had to happen because doctors were, quote, soaking through their scrubs. For the police officers who were responding to these calls, they didn't get much rest either, inundated with work and also calls. There's a famous picture of an officer visibly overwhelmed, just trying to take a break and catch his breath after helping remove a body that was deceased out of an Inglewood apartment. The response of the Daley administration was basically just to shrug this off as a normal summer, but it was clear that this was not. Mayor Daley hounded the media for hyping this up, as if this was some hyperbolic stunt. He was also slow and reluctant to respond to Black communities. One former city official told the Chicago Magazine, quote, "They should have had door-to-door contact with those people, taking them cooling centers, taking ice to them, taking water to them, and in some cases even installing air conditioners. Minority communities were disproportionately affected by the heat wave, with more than 245 deaths attributed to Blacks and Hispanics, with the elderly population greatly, greatly affected."
Good evening, everybody. I'm Cheryl Burton. Jim Rosenfeld has the night off. Chicago's heat claims more lives. At least two more people die in the dangerous heat as Chicago declares another heat emergency. Tonight, the city is still baking. Temperatures remain in the high 70s, but it was a lot worse this afternoon. The mercury climbs to a dangerous 96 degrees. It felt even hotter as the heat index hits 106 at O'Hare Airport. As we mentioned, two people died from this weekend's heat. That number could go as high as six.
By the end of this cataclysmic natural disaster, 735 lives had been claimed by the dangerous Chicago heat. It still is to this day one of the deadliest climate disasters in U.S. history. The 1995 Chicago heat wave is a moment that is not lost to history, a disaster that woke up the nation and showed the worst of what climate change can do. But it wasn't over. Soon the state of Texas would also be baking with a heat wave that would be remembered for ages. We'll be right back.
Whether you put down your phone to be there for your daughter, or pick up your phone to call a helpline for your roommate. When it comes to mental health, now more than ever, every action counts.
In 1998, a construction worker named Horacio Hernandez was working, and he was taking a break from pouring the concrete for a new highway. It had been a long day, and he was practically dying outside in the unforgiving Texas sun. And when he tried to wipe his eyes, he couldn't, because it was so hot that his t-shirt was soaked. Temperatures had risen to 101 degrees. The 1998 heat wave led to deaths all over the country, 117 deaths, most of them being in Texas, and other states accounted for them as well, such as Louisiana and Oklahoma. For 15 straight days, it was more than 100 degrees in Dallas, Texas. 43 immigrants died crossing into Texas during this crisis. It was just terrible. We are now in the year of 2023, and that recent history, is almost like deja vu, except the worst kind of it. Scientists are calling this summer's gigantic heat wave, quote, the summer of superlatives. Christopher Hewitt, the director of climate services for the World Meteorological Organization, indicated that we have a big problem on our hands, a situation worse than 95 and 98 combined. And basically, over time, we can only expect things to get progressively worse. So to add some contextualization and also perspective, I reached out to some people that I know and I asked them to send in an audio message to the show on how they felt about the heat this summer, and here's what they said.
Hey, this is Brendan Brown, host of the Development Pod, one of Jeremiah's close friends. Just wanted to just talk about the heat index where it's at for me has been mostly 190 degrees. Basically, every now and then it's 80 degrees, but from my experience, it really is hot. It really is just terrible because I can tell you from experience just getting out every now and then, it hurts. It really is terrible. Like, you can feel that heat. Just from me casually walking to the mailbox or going back to the house, I can feel the heat. When the sun goes down, it's still warm, but it's not as hot. But, oh boy, that sun out really is hot. Really is burning you a little bit. So from my experience of being in that heat, it is kind of terrible.
Hey, So to answer your question about Texas heat wave lately, definitely that ground is hot. Like, just staying outside is hot. Like, I started sweating 3 seconds after I stepped outside, and that's not freaking normal for me. Some people may be able to take the heat, but it won't be too long that they can stay outside. So it can start to consume you and be overpowering at times. So, you got to be careful with this heat out here, y'all. So I definitely think Texas heat has been something that has risen over the years and gotten very, what's that word? Let me just say hotter. It just got hotter. So, yeah. Be careful out here, y'all, with these heat strokes or whatever. Definitely be careful outside and be safe.
Hey, my name is Erica Sanchez, and I've been living in Texas since I was in my mother's womb. But ever since I was old enough to, like, actually experience Texas weather, I hated it so much. I feel like, you know, Texas is very bipolar with its weather. It can be, like, rainy and out of nowhere super cold and super hot and humid. And recently, just this summer, it's gotten so terribly hot. I absolutely hate it. I don't think I've ever felt this much heat before. I think this past summer that's been occurring has been very, very hot. Like, you go outside and you just feel like a heat of way. I mean, it's just like way too much for me. I think, like, the minute I step outside, I'm sweating. I'm just there's like sweat dripping down my face and everything. But honestly, I guess we needed that heat. I just feel like it's very excessive. I've never felt this hot before.
So this is definitely a trend here. And other than Texas, which is experiencing extreme heat, even for those who have lived here for a long period of time, this isn't normal. Other than Texas, though, Arizona is just getting baked. You might remember a couple days ago, we reported that Just walking on the sidewalk in Phoenix can get you third-degree burns. A man was sitting on the pavement and now has to get butt surgery because the heat perintegrated through his pants. That is something. According to CNN, an Arizona wildfire center is receiving up to 120 animals a day due to the relentless heat. In Death Valley, California, it was 126 degrees. In Atlanta, the blistering summer heat is raising concerns about a potential blackout at hospitals due to the heat there. In South Florida, it's so hot that the ocean isn't even immune. Imagine going to the beach and getting burned by the water. Temperatures in the water have reached triple digits, 101 degrees in the ocean in South Florida. 101 degrees. That is hot tub levels. Meteorologists say that it could be the hottest seawater ever measured. According to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the entire coral reef was found bleached out. Quote, every single coral was exhibiting some form of paling, partial bleaching, or full-out bleaching. End quote. Thousands of people have been sent to the ER this summer across the nation and the world as the heat just gets, you know, progressively worse as it just exacerbates. On Thursday, President Biden spoke on the extreme heat that the world is enduring this summer during a speech at the White House. He said that this is a major reason why we can no longer avoid climate change, and also a major reason why we can't necessarily deny that climate change is actually a thing. Because if you look back on our history, hello, Chicago 95, hello, Texas 98, this has happened before, but it's also still happening now, but just worse. This is a real and present danger, a global existential crisis. This is a warning message from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Quote, an extremely dangerous and long-duration heat wave will continue over the southeast well into next week, particularly in the low desert areas, with oppressive heat indices returning this week across the south central and southeast U.S. Approximately 80 million people should experience an air temperature or heat index above 105 degrees throughout this weekend, with numerous daily and a few monthly record high temperatures possible. Take the heat seriously and avoid extended time outdoors. Temperatures and heat index indices will reach levels that would pose a health risk and be potentially deadly to anyone without effective cooling and or adequate hydration. Overnight temperatures will provide very little relief. Heat is the leading weather-related killer in the United States. Threatening heat is expected to continue across the southeast through at least July 28th, with a moderate risk of excessive heat expanding northward into the northern plains this weekend through at least July 26th. I'm recording this episode on July 27th. It is scheduled to be posted on the 29th on Saturday, but I mean, that was a message from NOAA just a couple of days ago. The heat wave that we are engulfed in this summer is insane. No one is immune. It may be summer, yes, and it's extremely hot outside, but this is very, very deadly weather. The heat waves of 95 and 98 killed thousands of people, but it did leave behind lessons for us to learn. The question is, are we learning them, or are we just going to continue to sweat? I mean, seriously. We'll be right back.
I love my new home. I always wanted a house with historic architecture, but it might be too Victorian.
Hey, gosh, interesting hemline on those pants.
Yes, I do believe they're called pants.
Pardon me.
No, pardon me. At least Geico makes bundling my home and car insurance easy. I save so much.
I have come to call upon...
Just text me. Well, I'm heading up.
It's a ghost.
For bundling made easy, go to geico.com.
It's called self-care.
Thank you for being with us on this TJPS special report, The Summer of Superlatives. Research includes work done by PBS NewsHour, NBC News, The New York Times, CNN, The Washington Post, The Chicago Tribune, The Chicago Magazine, The Sun Sentinel, Climate Texas, and Scientific American. Archival news footage played during the show was obtained from the Museum of Classic Chicago Television and the 1994 Umbrella YouTube channel. A big thanks to my best friends Brendan and Erica, along with my girlfriend, for contributing to this special report by sending in your audio messages. We really appreciate it because it definitely is hot out there. We just need opinion and for people to be relatable, because that definitely, definitely is very true. And thank you, of course, at home for listening to this special report, this new episode of the Jeremiah Patterson Show. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great day and remember to stay positive and inspired.